This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, we talk of stock market returns. Tax returns are a big topic for us here. Today, the $171 billion in returns of merchandise that people in the U.S. are expected to send back to retailers now that the holidays are behind us. That's about 18% of all sales, according to the National Retail Federation, about the same rate as last year. But this time around, it could cost you more to send back that sweater. Here's Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes.
Last month, I bought a cutting board online, but I didn't read the product description that said it was 2 feet long, weighed 16 pounds, and required regular massages with a special canister of oil. That's way too big and nice for the kind of cooks we are and the kitchen we have. So this morning, I packed it up to return it. There's the packing slip. Professional cutting board. That's part of the problem. We needed an amateur cutting board. The board cost more than I'd like to admit, and I'm happy to pay the $10 to return it.
Candidly, I'm shocked that it's only $10.
Sutarita Kodali is a retail analyst at Forrester. She says companies often subsidize returns to keep customers happy, even though her research shows only half of online returns end up back on the virtual shelf.
But in many cases, it's a physical inspection, and if it's not perfect, they'll just often throw it away.
Because, Kodali says, that's often cheaper than repackaging the item and getting it back to a place where it can be reshipped. Mark A. Cohen at Columbia Business School says one solution is more regulations governing where things can go once they're returned.
Because we're paying for this, this is something that's embedded in the calculation that drives their retail prices.
In the meantime, Cohen suggests retailers do a better job with their product descriptions, like really highlighting how heavy a cutting board is, and that consumers actually take the time to read them. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.